Thanks again for listening to our podcast. To hear more messages like this, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for other episodes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it and share it with friends. For more info or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. Remember, in Christ Jesus, we are one family in faith.
Amen. Isn't his presence awesome? Well, you may be seated in his presence. We have been talking about exploring the love of God. We are so excited about this topic because, you know, it's easy for us to think that we have it figured out. Yeah, we know we love God. He loves us. We're supposed to love the people around us, but there's so much more to it than that. There's so many levels to God. It's like you never truly arrive because you're always discovering new things. It's just like the Word. No matter how much you read it, it always comes alive in a new and a fresh way. Well, we've been in our house over the last week and a half going over the book of John, going through love, talking about love. And I just want to encourage you, whether you have kids or not, whether you have big kids, small kids, whoever your family is, get together with them and go over the Word, study the Word, make moments like that where you can discuss God's Word and allow His presence to really fill your home. It's amazing how when we provide these opportunities, God starts speaking to us through one another. And it's just a beautiful thing to edify each other in that manner. Well, as I was studying, I came across this scripture. I want to start off with this, Ephesians 3:18-20. It says, "And may you have the power to understand, as all God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God." Wow, that's something that I want. I want to be made full of life and have his power. And there's a missing thing when we don't have the fullness. I don't know about you, but I want the fullness. I don't want partial. I don't want a little bit. And so we have to constantly be in a state of growth to receive that. This is a commission for us to continuously grow in his love. It's not a one-time thing. It's not a one level and you're done. It really is a journey. It's like we've heard that a diamond has so many facets. There's so many facets to God's love and his presence. And as we're pursuing him, as we're experiencing his love, I love that our God speaks to us in our level. I know some of you may have heard of the 5 love languages, right? That's how we speak love to other people around us. It's how we feel loved. Well, I started thinking, man, God speaks to us, just like we heard when we were talking about the prophetic community. God speaks to us in a way that we understand. God provides these experiences for us in his love that are so customized to us. They are so personalized to who we are. I remember hearing a testimony from a powerful man of God that he was one of the first people saved in his family. And he was explaining how when he had his encounter with God's love, he said, first of all, there was always a lot of strife and a lot of dysfunction in his family. He said, it was just, I didn't know what it really was like to be loved. And he said, when I had my encounter with God, he literally could not move. And he said, it felt like the warmest, gooeyest honey that just surrounded me. I mean, I loved hearing his experience. And he said, it was the most loved I've ever felt in my life. And I said, man, that's so powerful. And it reminded me of my own experience as a little girl. I was maybe 4 years old. And it was a day that marked me for the rest of my life because my mom at that time was in the choir and she was practicing for an Easter production, or they called it cantatas back then. But I was playing in the pews, and they really literally had pews. I was playing in the pews, and I remember seeing Jesus come down the middle, and it was like a full dress rehearsal, and he was on his knees crawling, and the soldiers were beating him, and the people were saying things, and it made such an impression on me because this was the Jesus that I knew to be good and loving, and I knew it was an actor. But when he stopped in the middle of all that and looked at me and smiled in the middle of his hurt and his pain, it just marked me. And I forever saw God through compassion and love. And so whenever I look at people, that is the lens and the filter that I see through. And so it's so important to recognize when God has a moment with you, what he places inside of you and the love that you have, it's from him. And it's not meant just for you, but it's meant to share. So when I think of his love, I think it's immeasurable. It's inspiring. It's accepting. It's limitless. I think of compassion. I think of his kindness, right? I think of the perfect measure of mercy and justice. And so here's the principle. God's love doesn't end at salvation. You know, and a lot of times we think that's the end all, right? We need to be saved. We want to get into, have eternity with him. But it's such a journey. This life is a journey of discovering him, discovering who we are in him. So it brings us to 1 John 2:5-6. But the love of God will be perfected within the one who obeys God's word. We can be sure that we've truly come to live in intimacy with God, not just by saying I'm intimate with God, but by walking in the footsteps of Jesus. What this is saying is that when we obey God's word, his love is perfected in us. Which totally reminded me of the other scripture we hear so much. It says that perfect love casts out all fear. What have we been seeing running rampant in our world? Lots of fear, right? Fear of this virus, fear of what's to come, fear, fear, fear. And there has been a lack of what? Love, perfect love. We have to have obedience to receive this perfect love, just as it says right there. The love of God will be perfected within the one who obeys God's word. So it means all of his word, not some of his word, not what's comfortable to us, but every part. We have to embrace it. We have to apply it. We have to walk in it. Obedience is key. So when we struggle with things like fear and worry, I think we should ask ourselves, God, am I being fully obedient? Am I completely submitting every area to you? I want your love to be perfected in me. Say this with me. I need more of your word in me. I need more of your word in me, Lord. God's word disarms the works of darkness. So where we're weak in our flesh, then he is strong. We have to stand on the word of God. The second part of that scripture, I love it. It says, we can be sure we've truly come to live in intimacy, to live in intimacy with God, not just by saying I'm intimate with God, but by walking in the footsteps of Jesus. So obeying and following him closely. How do you know somebody's footsteps? You have to have followed closely behind them to be able to walk in them. We have to be so close to him, so close to the lover of our souls. You know, Pastor Joshua and I have been married for 16 years. Thank you, Lord. I remember the day that we got married. It was so wonderful, full of joy, full of love. I was like overflowing. You know, I thought I was going to be like a crying mess, which y'all who know me know I can be a crying mess. But I was just so happy. I couldn't even cry. I was so happy. Anyway, and 16 years ahead now, I can say that I have more love than we did in that moment. We have more love for each other than we did the day that we got married. But that comes by following closely together, right? Where there's investment in our relationship. There's time. There's communication there. Same thing with our kids. I remember when I was pregnant with them, I was so in love. And when I had the one, I was like, man, this is just awesome. Then I had Christian. And when I was pregnant with him, I'm like, man, God, help me to love this one, because I love Esperanza so much. You know, you think, do I have the capacity to love in this level again? And the Lord continues to expand us in that manner. But like I said, the love that I felt for them in that moment, it's greater now because of the time that's been spent, right? So there's a parallel there. The more time we spend with God, the more that we press into his word, the more that we know him, the more that we fall in love with him all over again, we begin to see different sides of him that we didn't know before. I love that we can, I know I said this before, but we can read the word and it every time can bring something new to us. So I want to encourage you, if you've struggled with the word, continue to press. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide you in it. Okay. So we were talking the other day about the kids, and we were kind of recapping on Esperanza last week. I said, I'm so proud of her. She did so great, and she just loves it. It's not something we had to coerce her to do. She just wanted to help and share. And then we started talking about Christian. I said, man, I'm looking forward to this coming week, and I love, you know, how he loves. And just before I knew it, I was like, man, that kid is so full of love. He's so full of love. Those of you that know, he loves to hug. He loves to cuddle. He loves, even if he sees somebody that seems like they're hurting, he will go and hug them, and he ministers to them. It's not just like a hug, like, oh, I'm going to hug you. It's really like a spiritual thing. And I thought to myself, wow, you know, if we're truly serving this amazing God who is love, and we are trying to be more in his image, right? We were designed in his image. We should be carriers of the same love, where we can at any moment be ready to dispense it, at any moment be ready to share and minister on that level. So this is the principle I want us to get. When we truly give in to God's love, it transforms every part of who we are. Every part. Because sometimes we allow our experiences to build walls or to say, you know what, I'm going to love you, but from a distance, okay? I'm not going to let you in all the way. And I think God will give us wisdom with what we need to do, because I'm not saying to be unwise and to open your heart. The Bible says guard your heart. You know, it's the wellspring of life. But today we don't struggle with that excess of people getting hurt. Today the struggle is everybody's got walls up. Everybody's, you know, talking out of their flesh and not allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and guide with truth and to speak truth in love. So it's going to, when we truly have his love, it influences how we make decisions. It is a direct relation to how we relate to others. It affects how we react to things. It makes us careful to use our words in a way that's not reckless. So at this point, I want to just share, right, Christian, get ready, because I'm going to call you up in a minute, okay? I want to share this one part that I remembered about Paul. Paul is such a great example. He's written so much of the New Testament that has been such a help to us as far as leading and how we should lead as we follow Christ. And I just thought about his testimony and how he was Saul before he was Paul, how he persecuted Christians, how he hated them. He wanted to kill them. He had such resentment in his heart. And then there came a time where he had an encounter with God, and God changed his vision. God changed his heart. God changed his name. And he became then committed to the cause. He said, I am for the cause of Christ. I want that every person should be saved. And the very person who was used as a vessel of darkness, as a vessel of hate and anger, was a person who was filled with the love of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit to speak God's word and to bring people to salvation and to in turn guide millions. Because if you think we're now in the future, millions of people, God can do that with any one of us. But we have to remain open. We have to say, God, I want you to transform me like that. I don't want to sit on my gift. I don't want to be dormant. I don't want to allow things to happen in this world that I could stand up and do in love. All right, Christian, are you ready? I'm ready for you. Come on up. This little guy is so full of love. He is 7 years old, but he is a powerful young man of God. And I'm just so proud of him. And I'm excited to share. This is our first time sharing with each other, right? And so I want to start off with us reading John 13, 34 through 35. You ready, buddy? Can you read that for Mama?
I give you a new commandment, love. I give you love one another. By men will all know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
All right. I'm going to read that one more time. So, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. You want to read that with me? By this? Or you want to go by yourself? By this, all men will know that you are my disciples. So I want to ask you a question. How can we explore God's love?
By reading the Bible, praying, studying the Bible, and praying.
And praying. Yes. That's good. That's good. Look. One thing that you said that really, when I heard it for the first time, I thought was very notable was he said reading the word of God, and he had come back around and said and studying the word of God. And I think that's so important because a lot of people will read the word of God and they're like, I got, you know, and they don't think much of it. But when you study the word of God, it becomes alive to you and God begins to speak things. It's important. The word says that we need to study to show ourselves approved, right? So we need to study the word. It's not important just to know a few scriptures. Study the word of God. Okay, Christian, should we only show love to people that we agree with?
No, you should still agree with them even if they're not, if they don't agree with you.
You mean love? We should still love them? Yes, we should still love them even though we don't agree. I know that there's a lot going on in our world today and a lot of people don't agree with each other, but that doesn't give us the right to withhold love. That doesn't give us the right to be mean and nasty. We need to operate in the love of the Lord. Now, this is a big one, guys. You ready? Should we love people just with our words or is it important to love them in our hearts? That's for you.
You should love them with your body language and your godly language.
Yes. He told me that, and I was like, wait a second. I had to step back and think about it, and I said, oh, my goodness. We have to love people with our body language, right? Because I'll give you not one of my greatest moments, and it really convicted me, and it taught me something. I had gone into Target one day. The kids were small, so they probably don't remember this. And I was coming out, and I had recently injured my arm. And so I'm coming out. I got them. I'm trying to make sure, like, we get to the car safely. And it was just not my best day. And somebody approaches me in the parking lot to I don't know, sell something or tell me something about something. And I wasn't mean, I wasn't rude, but I think my countenance showed I'm not really wanting this right now. And then, guys, this is what did it. The person said, "Oh, yeah, aren't you from that church?" And I was like, "Lord, have mercy on me. Why?" And the children are there, and I'm just like, oh, man. So, you know, it's important that we're so full that in our unguarded moments, we still can have the self-control to show this love. You know, I'm not saying we have to be perfect all the time, but that taught me. I said, I need to always be ready to love. I need to always be ready not to show people that I'm short or that I don't have a tolerance for them, you know? So it's important. Our body language. Also, our godly language. Is what we're saying a testimony? Is what we're saying edifying to people and or about people? You know, this is such an important... This is a critical time in history. Let me say that. It is a critical time. If you don't leave with anything else this morning, please know this is a critical time in history. It's been just pressed on my heart. The Lord is coming back for a victorious bride. Okay, not a crushed bride, not a bride who's on the floor dragging. A victorious bride. For us to be the victorious bride, we have to rise up and be glorious, be righteous, be what we need to be ready. Okay, so it's important that we are loving and we are being compassionate and that in the middle of what's going on, and I know with these elections, guys, there's people with strong opinions on both sides. But the most important side is what? The Lord's side, the kingdom side. Before I give my allegiance to any person, my allegiance is to the Most High God. The Most High God. So I'm here to speak peace and to speak life. I don't say stuff on Facebook about politics because nobody's right and nobody's going to hear it. If anything, I'm just going to say about truth. And let me just say this. The Lord has really just grieved my, like I've just felt so grieved in my heart to see so many believers saying hateful things, mean things. It's not okay to wish death upon the president. It's not okay to wish bad things for any person. It's not okay to bash anyone. I don't care who you are. That's not the spirit of Christ. And even mockery, we need to do better. As if we're going to stand out, if we're going to be the light, we need to be careful with what we say. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say, right? You little mouth. So this is where I want to bring it, guys. We have the power to make the decision to grow in God's love and have it so present in our lives that it changes the way we do things. It changes our hearts from being frustrated or upset or fearful or whatever, fill in the blank, and to help us to walk in peace and love that God gives us, to feel compassion with one another, even with those that we disagree with, even with those that persecute us. What we're seeing right now is not a political battle. It is more than that. It's not just a political battle. It is so much more. It is a spiritual battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. There is something in the spirit that is coming to a head, and we need to be ready. We so need to be ready. So I'm praying that when we do talking, when we speak, it's not fear doing the talking, it's not anger doing the talking, it's not frustration doing the talking, but it's the spirit of the living God doing the talking. So this scripture, I want to revisit it one more time, John 13:35. Let this take root in your heart and flourish. By this, everyone will know that you're my disciples if you have love and unselfish concern for one another. Unselfish concern, meaning I'm not coming at you with an angle. I'm not hoping I get something out of this. Unselfish concern. I truly have concern for you as a brother or sister in Christ. I have concern for you as a believer. For the lost, you know, we have love. We don't need to just go back to a time of civility. We have to go back to the true, perfect love that God gives, where that's what begets honor and respect, the love of Christ. Let's pray. God, I just thank you right now for your presence. I thank you, Lord, for your word that's quick and powerful. Lord, I pray right now, God, that you would remove anything from our hearts that is not of you, God. We surrender to you and say, Holy Spirit, have your way. Cut off the things that need to be cut off, God. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing forth life and love and peace and joy, God. Let the fruit of the Spirit, let us walk in it, God. I thank you, Lord, that that is our portion, joy, love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. Help us to be true examples, God, of your word. Help us to be walking light, salt and light, God, on this earth. Father, let us not succumb to these spirits that have tried to suppress believers, that have tried to suppress the church, that have tried to put a mask on the people's mouths, God. I thank you, Father, that you speak through us, Lord. And we know it's not by our might, it's not by our power, but it's by your Spirit. So today, Lord, we say yes to you. We say, have your way, God. Transform us by the power of your love. In Jesus' name. And if there's anybody here that is saying, I've heard of God, I know of God, but I want to know him like that. I want to know his perfect love. I want to live like that. I want you to pray this prayer with me. Lord, and everybody can say this with me. Lord, I give you my heart. I ask you to forgive my sins. I surrender every part of my life. Jesus, I ask you to enter in and make me new again. I accept your call on my life. And I ask that your Holy Spirit lead and guide me along the way. Thank you for your gift of salvation. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. God is so good. Thank you all for your faithfulness. I want to say thank you to Christian, my wonderful helper. I'm so proud of you, buddy. Love you guys. God bless you.
Thanks again for listening to our podcast. To hear more messages like this, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for other episodes. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate it and share it with friends. For more info or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. Remember, in Christ Jesus, we are one family in faith.